Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. It's time for an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Did you know that by listening to the live cast, your cousin's boobs get bigger by one cup size? Doesn't do anything for me, but we love it. Now here are Rob, Noah, 3D, and Sid.
And Sean, and Frank, and Bruno.
Bruno is the lovely dog of Noah's family, and she's currently dog-sitting.
I thought that was Noah.
That was a cheap shot, Sid.
It was too easy.
Very, very cheap.
It's appropriate. Uh-oh. Feedback.
I think Sean has, like, metal in his mouth.
I think I'm at the dentist.
It's the smell of Rob's beef patty.
Oh, what is going on? Is
this destroying
your
all
rings? I think the mics are too close together, I think.
We're crossing streams.
Is that better?
It's like a sword fight.
Slightly better. Welcome to an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. I mean, I guess every edition is an all-new one because it's like a welcome to an all-repeat edition. Oh, we do best ofs. I guess that's true. There's a dog running around, so there might be a few, hey, where are you going? Who's a bad boy? Who's a bad boy? There might be some of those during the show.
I'm going to let it eat your pizza now, Rob, all right?
No, not all right. There's food on the table.
There's a horse in the hospital.
All right, so we have a great show. Of course, we have a phone number. Hey! Stop looking at my pizza.
He wants that beef patty.
That's going to be the title of Rob's forthcoming memoirs. Hey, stop licking my pizza.
It's definitely the title of this episode already. It's actually the earliest we found the title.
You fucking pizza licker.
So now I'm eating a beef patty.
That's what they call it now?
Well, what else was
eating a beef patty with air quotes? I thought his name was Ralph. What?
I don't know.
You lost me.
And all right, so today on the show, we're gonna all of the songs in the music break are under 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because Sean is picking the playlist.
Nice, awesome.
I made a point of that.
He made a point of not having any proggy long songs. And looks like we have our first caller on the Zach Beats Hotline. Let's get to our caller, 925. You are live on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your name?
Nick.
Nick. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
Nothing much. I was calling, is this like a metal hotline or what? Like Metal Injection?
Yeah, yes. You're talking to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is Rob speaking.
We make various molds for different metal type objects.
Yeah, with Metal Injection molding.
Like
no.
Sinks.
Retainers.
Rob,
retainers.
That's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hilarious.
So what's up,
I've
Nick?
Been watching you guys. I've been watching Metal Injection for a long time, for many years now. So I've been watching a lot
awesome.
Of Rob on TV. Hey, you guys, have you heard the new Dissipate at all?
No, I haven't.
You guys should really check it out. It's like this band is like getting bigger around this area, and they just finished a music video.
Are you in the band?
I'm from Livermore, Bay Area. Like,
what tipped you off, Sean, that he's in the band?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not in the band.
Yeah.
But I know them. They're my good friends and stuff. But they got you guys should check it out. It's really fucking good.
It's so like, what do you play in the band?
Well, I don't play anything in the band.
Oh, we almost got it.
You're just a singer.
The bass
no.
player.
No. No. I don't play. I play guitar, but I don't play in that. I don't play in a band.
Is this it? Yeah.
Did you try out for that band?
No.
Did they say that
like,
you'd be in the band if you got them played on Metal Injection? Is that what this is? Is this some kind of gang initiation?
Look, I don't need you guys to like play them on Metal Injection. I just want you guys to listen to it at least.
We're playing it right now. We're doing both.
How about that?
Oh, you guys are like the way too cool Metal Injection crew. You only listen to like BT Bam and stuff, huh?
No, we're playing it right now. Why are you getting offended?
Turn it off.
All right.
Fuck you.
This is like a weird type
out,
of
man.
Reverse psychology. I don't get it.
You're turning it off? Give it a chance.
You didn't even, 2 seconds ago, you didn't know we had it on.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it sounds pretty good from what I hear.
Yeah, it is good.
Is it?
Yeah, the video. Watch the video. That's the pro
show. We're doing a show right now. We can't really watch
this. This is an audio medium. So.
No, listen, by the way, all right, I just want to say, to be fair, one song could be good, but I want to hear another track from them, just to make sure.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. All
right.
Okay.
Ready? I'm going to cue it up right now.
Pretty
silent intro.
Not
fuck
like
the intro.
It.
I don't like that song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we heard this already.
He's
putting it down a notch.
Wow, so death metal and R&B.
Very heartfelt.
This is about Michael Jackson.
Wow. All right.
I like it.
You
what
like
instrument
it?
Is that song?
Yeah.
What did you say?
What instrument did you play in that song?
I'm not in the band.
Neither. So you're neither of
wait,
us.
Wait, so when did you get kicked out of Dissipate?
No,
why
no.
You be called to promote them if you was
you
kicked
wanna,
out?
You want to know? You want to know my connection to Dissipate?
Yes.
My little brother is the vocalist.
Damn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got it. You got me. You squeezed it out of me.
Well, let me tell you something. If some of your friends come by and are like, hey, man, we want to do a bank rob. Whoa, what happened to mine?
If your friends ever want to do a what?
If your friends ever want to do a bank robbery and you do it with them.
Do a bank robbery?
Make sure that you're not the one that gets caught, because you're totally going to give away the whole plot.
You're
like Will Ferrell in Austin Powers when we just have to ask you 3 times and then you'll give something away.
How about we're like Sherlock Holmes?
No, he's like Will Ferrell.
Oh,
we're not very good.
I wasn't paying attention to you. I was eating
yeah.
pizza.
Well.
Do you have any other brothers that are in bands that we can play?
Are you the one that
yeah,
got
actually.
Little... That's all?
You do? Who? Wait, hold on.
What is...
what's the other... What band is your uncle in?
It's in Dissipate's Top Friends. It's the first band in their Top Friends.
Top Secret Silver Bullet Band.
We don't have time to go hunting through their friends page. Just, what's the name?
Okay,
of the
it's Eyes of Aces. IZEOVASIS.
Oh, and they also have a new. Oh, they have live videos up. How come these guys don't have a music video?
Because they're not like as rich as Dissipate, but. I think they're cooler.
Oh, shit.
So why isn't this the first band you mentioned?
I don't know. Dissipate just has a new video out, and they're blowing up more. I don't know. I think you guys might have heard of them.
What do you classify as blowing up more in the neighborhood? Like 40 people at the VFW hall? Or
yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah,
not
like,
really like metal can't really blow up. I know what you're saying, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Are you the one that got your little brother into metal in the first place?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, I was going to say, shouldn't you have gotten him into a genre of music that's more lucrative? I mean, seriously. What kind of example are you setting? Should have gotten him like a sensor or something, computer with Pro Tools on it. Come on.
Sunday, October 25th, it's bingo night plus Dissipate. Wait, we have
right.
another call. Hold on.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to alert you guys to a band.
Yeah.
My aunt is in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the Embalula Google.
I think we've heard of them before.
Yeah, they were on Death or No Death.
I didn't know that was a female-fronted band. I'm very impressed.
Riot Girl, dude.
Anyway, Nick, thank you for putting up with our shit, and we hope some people check out these bands. The first
now
band
you
is...
now you thank us for putting up with your shit. That's how this goes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you.
But
check. Hey, are you guys gonna have any new record interviews or BT BAM Is it guys going to, like, put up some new stuff or what?
Yeah, well, they have to come around to New York. That's usually where we do the interviews. It's not official yet, but we're working on getting Paul from Between the Buried and Me to call into the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be, yeah. So you could even talk to Paul. You could call in.
Talk about Dissipate.
And you could you could see if Dissipate can open to me. And yeah, like New York, the Red Court, I mean, is definitely coming to New York in a few months, in December.
God, those new songs they got is just fucking blowing me away. It sounds so good.
Let me tell you, man, I have the entire album, and it's really, really good. Like, I liked Pray
you
for
have
Eyes.
That?
Yeah. You know, it's being a metal journalist, you get advanced copies of CDs to review them. So here's the hot tip. Start a metal blog and then email Metal Blade.
And hand out blowies.
Yeah,
I totally have to blow the publicist at Metal Blade to get the...
to get a promo copy of
the
CD.
That's how much I want to hear the new Red Chord.
Oh,
I have to give a blowy.
Sucky, give me five bucky.
I don't want the five bucky, I just want the Red Chord CD.
So you can put it in a cardboard box in the corner with all the other ones.
Well, no, I mean, it's a digital advance, so you just log in. There's watermarks.
So do you give a digital blowjob for that?
I cybered. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sucking your cock right now.
Your cock is so hard. It's so hard. Oh. Wow. Wow. I didn't know we had a studio audience.
You're really good at that, Rob.
Three Asian girls laughing.
Man, there's nothing. Yeah, why are you laughing at my blowjobs, Asian girls?
Why are you laughing at everything?
Blowjobs, very funny.
By the way, I just heard the new Between the Buried and Me record, too, today, and it is pretty fucking mind-blowing. Well, that I didn't get in advance of. I got it through other means.
Torrent.
Is that on Mini Nova?
No, I don't know, Google Blog Search. But thank you for calling in, and keep listening.
Tell your brother we said hi.
And you can call in.
And your family reunion at Ausfest is coming up. Don't forget.
Anybody can call in. Our number is 646-929-1357. Well, not anybody. You need a phone to call in. I mean, that's kind of a direct.
Or
oh,
an internet phone. Reason.
Yeah, you could Skype us.
Go Skype yourself. Fucking jerk.
You could actually, yeah, like instant message us on Skype too, I guess. Like, would that work?
But that wouldn't be entertaining for the show.
I don't know.
Or like, not instant messages, like talk, call, but I don't know.
Video, video chat?
Anyone that's little? Like afraid to call in, because people are always saying that, actually. Jokes aside, they're always like, I don't want to talk on the air, but I want to tell you something.
So I mean, the chat room is
just bad. Call in and whisper.
Like the Googler, just call in, say one thing, and hang up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
in and out. Boom.
That's really what's up.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
In and out? Yeah. It's a pretty good burger establishment in Los Angeles.
Oh, man. Didn't you live there when we went to Los Angeles? You ate it in and out like all day, didn't you?
He was only in.
By all day, you mean once? When
you
went
was
once?
It once?
Yeah, we only went once. I was just like, dude, I just want to try this.
I thought you went back there.
You got like four of them.
No.
I was sick.
No, I should have.
I think doing this weird spasm. It's kind of distracting.
What is it? Describe it, Noah.
It looks like he's having a seizure. I don't know.
Are you having a seizure, Frank?
It's a typical side effect of listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
I'm pretty much just playing drums on my lap.
I'm a doctor.
So you, what's like the beat of the live cast? Like, what are you catching? Like,
I'm
what's
not
our?
You guys at all? I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Sounds like a Steely Dan record.
Noah. I'm a doctor. All right, let me ask you to diagnose this. Was it in the groin area that the spasm was happening?
No, it was in the knees.
Are you sure?
Oh, okay.
Because he may have just been looking down your shirt. And
you can't. What is he going to see if he looks down my shirt? He can't look down my shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty deep.
I'm not wearing that kind of shirt.
But two people in the chat room, Balloon Boy says that 3D is scary and they don't want to call. And then Noah's Colonic Irrigator.
Oh, wow.
Says 3D will verbally rape me. I'm not calling.
Yeah, me. The guy, the guy named after someone scooping shit out of someone's ass is afraid of me verbally raping somebody.
I like the Balloon Boy. He's just making the rounds. He's on the Today Show now. He's in the chat room here.
I hope he throws up on the show.
Maybe that's the thing. Like, you know, when he was missing, someone should have just checked the live chat. Maybe they could have just
the whole time
turned off
okay.
The whole search.
They would have known it was a hoax. Then he was seen in here. Because whatever your name is in the chat, that's who you are. Like, there's no way to fake it.
Oh, balloon.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me.
I believe we have a listener in Colorado, don't we? He should call in. And is he like the air traffic controller?
Yeah, he's a pothead studying.
He's probably got like in-depth knowledge of this whole concept.
Yeah,
he
where
should
is
call
that
in and
dude?
Give some.
We should really start logging these phone numbers so we can call these people.
You're on the air. What? Talk to us.
Hello?
Now.
Hey, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. Remember, you called us a few weeks ago, and just want to ask about Balloon Boy. But if you're listening, our number is 646-929-1357. I don't know what it is about my voice, but I think it sounds really sexy this week.
Does it?
I think there's like a little more bass in my voice.
You're very, yeah.
Maybe it's that beef patty I ate.
It's kind of lubricated your vocal cords, all that grief.
You know, someone, I gave the link to someone to listen to the show that I know.
Yeah.
Didn't know we had a show. And she listens to it. And apparently I sound different on the air than I do in real life because she goes, who's the black guy? And I was like, black guy. So I said, I made her point out who's talking when she thinks it's a black guy and it was me. Like, I guess I sound like a black guy to her.
You sound that ghetto, son.
But I wasn't. It wasn't a part when I was like, "Yo, what's
the
good?"
The digital cable song at the time.
Yeah, no, that didn't have black either.
Close enough. Close enough for most people in this world.
I guess you're right.
Is that racist? That was racist. We're not allowed to do that on the show.
I don't know
what,
why not?
What was racist.
But if anyone's racist on the show, it's you, Noah. Well,
yeah,
honest.
Really.
That's not true.
Just not on the air.
But no, the dog's back. The dog really likes it. He's trying to make out. Oh, he likes my pizza. Get away from the pizza.
Oh, he's licking your pizza.
Listen, the grubby guys that were touching that pizza before you got it are nowhere near as clean as this dog.
That's also true.
Okay. That's so cute.
Rob, get back to the show.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm distracted by a dog.
That dog's tongue just improved the hygienics of that pizza.
Just clean the pizza for me.
That dog's tongue would improve the hygienics of Rob.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway,
it's a love connection right here.
So another thing I wanted to bring up is I mentioned this in the preview for the show that earlier this week Noah texted Sid asking him all these questions about his date of birth,
his Why? Favorite book.
Yeah, well, what are you doing?
Movie. You doing a vlogumentary on Sid or what?
A tweetumentary?
Well, Jenny and I have been trying to set Sid up with a girl, so we put him on a matchmaking site.
Is this real? Is this for real, or is this like a radio shtick?
No, it's real.
Wow. What matchmaking
Don't
site?
Don't say it, because then people will sign on and pretend to be people.
Good.
No, it's all right, because there's a whole screening process.
Yeah, don't say it.
Say and it they, when it's done.
No, I'll say it. It's geek2geek.com.
First of all, thanks. Second of all, I didn't even know the site existed until earlier today.
It's a social network it's like a match.com for geeks.
For bedridden invalids.
Oh.
Thanks for that, Noah.
Aww. Don't.
So,
Ed.
Is this like dialingwand.com or something?
Much.
And
the JD.
We got a wink from someone, and we got a message from another girl.
Who did you wink from? I've only been told about one of these broads.
Well, no, because we winked at people, and we got a wink return.
I don't appreciate it's bad enough that you make a profile without my permission, but then you're going and talking to girls without my permission. I might find these girls to be hideous wildebeests. And then I'm stuck now.
Here's the best part, Sid. To sign up for the site, it's not even free.
Oh,
Are
yeah.
you serious?
We paid $20 for this.
What?
You better get some
Why
pussy out of it.
Jesus Christ.
Now, can I ask a question? People. Didn't you say that you have no problem sleeping with hideous wildebeests?
Of my choosing.
All right, so you choose from what's out there.
All right, but I want to be the one choosing, not them for me.
Do you know
me.
What your username is?
Oh, no.
I love wildebeests.
Don't.
No, it's Sid Seeking.
Sid-seeking
missile.
I'm a douchebag already. Why you gotta double douche me? Come on. Jesus Christ.
I have to get the login information from Jenny, and then we'll log in and we'll look at it.
This is fucking
And
awful.
We put up...
This is great.
Oh, we put up your photos. Oh, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Oh, I know who this is.
Hello. Caller.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, what's up?
I'm so
glad
that you're
disappointed at Sid's attitude right now.
You're going to have to stay after class.
It's like I have two new overbearing moms.
We worked very hard for this.
You let should
get out
let
more.
Let me ask you guys a question.
You were home bored on a Sunday, and you're like, what can we do?
Let's get high. And we were high, too.
How hot were you two? Jenny and Noah. You thought, well, what do we do now? Well, let's fuck with Sid, because Sid always fucks with us on the radio.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Let me tell you what happened.
Maybe he'd be a pervert if we got him laid. Is that basically the
No. Sid, you gave me full okay to find you a girlfriend.
I guess. But I thought you'd, I don't know.
I don't know why you're so picky all of a sudden, because I told you about one girl. I said, no, she's not for you because she has a mustache and really bad BO. And you said, I'm not picky.
When did you mention a mustache? You definitely
I said,
did not
she kind of has a mustache and she has really bad, like, a body odor. And you were like, I'm not picky.
Wait, how
do
you know she has a body odor? Did you meet this
girl? I'm not talking about this girl. I'm talking about in the past. I was telling you about a girl.
Wait, what mustache with body? Where was, who is this?
Your ex.
I was talking about one of my friends who was really into the mess and stuff. And you were like, really? Introduce me. I said, she has a mustache and body odor. And you said, I'm really not picky. Is she cool?
I was kidding, clearly. Come on, man. Give me some credit.
You said you knew a girl that was into the messy stuff? Is that what you said?
I think she said mess.
Oh, the
mess.
Yeah. Messy stuff. If she's into messy stuff.
Yeah, like, she like that
probably
that period? Like, what does that mean?
And I have to say, we really spent a lot of time putting up a really, really nice profile about Sid and how...
I cut and pasted you all the stuff to face.
I didn't see the profile.
No, we have to show you the photo.
You put his face on like a Scotty Go Make It Man.
Yeah. No.
By the way, Sid, you're lucky, because if I had thought of this idea, you would have been on a gay site.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, we just wanted to find something appropriate for Sid, and we thought Geek to Geek would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of the girl with the mustache?
I want to see this girl with the mustache.
But the girl that we picked out, we have two girls for Sid, and he's just like not like very picky all of a sudden.
Who's the other girl?
She's
biracial, so we didn't really know if you were going to be into it or not.
What are the two races, dog and what?
Yeah.
No, she's. You know what, Darren? What? The first thing Noah said was, "This one's good for Darren, not for Sid." Don't go there.
Oh,
fucking fat ass.
It looks like Sid's mustache internet wench in the chat room right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
It has to be real because you can't take a name on it.
Wench is spelled wrong, but all right.
She can't spell. It means she's dumb. You'll get it. You'll definitely get in her ass.
Yeah.
And that one, she was on to us because we put that you work for like radio, and she's like, what is this for, like a radio show or something?
Sort of. Yeah, well,
it's not for a radio show. We just really wanted to be happy and have somebody.
Oh.
Well, don't you feel bad about the girl though?
Why? The girl's nice. We love Sid. He's our favorite.
So I'm curious to see who this other girl was.
I'll email you the picture right now.
Wait, no, I'm just
gotta
see login.
Wait, I'm trying to... Oh, Noah's logging in, so she'll be able to show you.
We're going to see Sid's love interest on a 52-inch high-definition screen.
Wait, here's the profile.
I've got to see this.
Okay, Cuddalicious Cynical
Punk. See, I'm 5'6", not 5'5".
But you know what? You know how many times you go on websites and then you meet somebody from there and you're like, ugh, if we downgrade you, they're going to be like, holy shit.
With all these abbreviations, I don't talk like that.
Can I read this? Wait,
this is such a misrepresentation.
It was really hard for us to get everything we wanted to say in there.
They wrote the profile not as if Sid wrote it.
Yeah,
like,
we said that it was two friends looking for a girlfriend.
First of all, I love that the name, your name for him, is Super Shy Sid Wink.
It's like, hello, talk to this rapist.
And someone wanted to.
So what's the story about them? Hey, lady, does this napkin smell like chloroform, or is it just me?
She put up red eye pictures.
Oh, God, really? Don't put a picture with, like, friends of mine. What the fuck?
These three guys.
Well, that's just, come on. That's
these
on.
Three guys will come to your house and gang rape you.
Yeah, what the case did not be involved
we
in.
We just wanted the girls
no,
to see that you
no,
have friends.
No,
I
thought it was the post was by my friend.
And we needed a body shot, and that's all.
Oh,
the
with
had.
My gut hanging out.
Noah!
Your hands cupping your testicles.
This is the fucking
sorry.
Worst.
Wait, then the best is the subtitle is Cuddle-itchy Cynical Punk Seeks Girl for Laughs and
Cuddles.
It's
the worst.
In text writing. It's all
it's
like
the
abbreviated.
Worst. It's like,
I love that you got cynic.
Yeah,
the it's like the worst
and
you're
joke.
Misrepresenting me to these
the
people.
Name of your
dirty?
Favorite geek is Paul Masvidal from.
But you see, why would you do that? Why would
because
you?
Because I didn't
out?
Know the answer to that question.
So why
I made
did you
it
text
up?
Me that? You made up by listing one of my least favorite people on the planet.
Can I read the
I
profile?
Oh,
yes.
This is the worst.
Yeah, read out the profile. Hi, looking to set up our dear friend Sid. Well, that's a lie right there.
Yeah.
He is too shy, girl. And too skeptical to sign up for a dating site. Sid is an awesome guy, quick-witted, comedic, loves to watch movies. There's no topic he won't discuss, and he's always up for a good debate on current events.
He loves to watch movies. Where are these people that hate watching movies? And just can't stand it?
He has boyish charm and knows how to treat a lady. Wink, wink. Sid works. It's actually two emoticons of winks. Sid works in radio and is passionate about, well, we don't really know. But we're willing to take a bet. It's you.
We wanted to keep it open.
Why was there no wink after you? That, I think that would be an appropriate place.
We're serious about it.
Rob, we were 3.5 joints in when we wrote this thing, okay?
What was that?
We were 3.5 joints in when we decided to write this.
You should have mentioned that in somewhere in the description.
I thought there was, like, hard drugs involved.
No.
We don't do hard drugs.
And we were just laughing the whole time.
Okay, his match description.
Oh, God.
You should be, ... someone who likes punk rock or anything not mainstream. Lives fairly close to Brooklyn, not uptight. Sense of humor a must.
I think that Brooklyn thing was a mistake. I think Sid would bang a girl in Seattle or something.
But she's willing to come here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to Seattle.
Love travel.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay, so now let's look at who...
I want to see the girls that answered
Did you tell Sid that we actually fucking paid for this shit for him?
That's ridiculous.
$20.
That
it was
ridiculous.
Do you understand you could have bought a blunt's worth
yes.
of weed
yes.
for that money?
When you're all fucked up, you make regrettable decisions, this clearly.
No, we paid for it the day after. We weren't even high.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and we were like, and so many people, we got responses, like, we got a lot of winks.
You should have given me $20.
Hold on, wait a minute. You sent out a bunch of messages.
Yeah, there's like about, like, 12 messages in there.
Oh,
this woman is clearly, like, 40-something years old.
Please tell me this is not
the
one you thought would be good for me.
Come on, it's one person fun by bees.
Yeah, I'm not.
Wait, which one?
Please tell me this is not the one you thought was good
the
for me.
The first one. The one that we thought was good for Darren.
You gotta be kidding.
She's cute.
What do you think? I am blind?
Yeah, really, guys. Come on.
Come on, look at her. She's not that bad.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
She's a ton
the
and a half.
One?
It's not even that. It's
yeah.
the face.
I just love that you girls have no concept
yeah.
of like what an attractive girl.
She looks like she's a girl. She'd be perfect for Darren.
It's better than nothing, right?
They spend half the time talking about how attractive they themselves are, but then they think that the most hideous beasts in the world are cute.
She looks like she has an allergic reaction to Twinkies and eats them anyway.
No, yeah. We think that personality overruled.
Come on, don't specify too many details. That's just,
Yeah, I don't want to hurt her. It's not her fault that she looks horrible.
Dinosaurs.
I really like...
How am I mean? You're mean for telling me.
You're setting these girls up for rejection, is what you're doing.
Okay, I think we offended Darren now.
Yeah.
He looks very angry.
No, I'm not offended. It's just I can't believe your taste is that bad.
Yeah,
we're not
like,
fucking these girls.
I can picture you sitting there at home and like, oh my God, he's gonna love her.
No, we did not come across anybody that said he's gonna love her because we were looking more at the profiles and
Darren would like.
I would rather fuck a white girl than that.
Now, hold on one second. Captain Shanks in the chat room brings up a very good point.
What?
He says, do you know you could have got him a hooker for $20 and got him laid?
Damn it. Well, no, because we're looking
$20
for a relationship.
$20 is probably only a blowjob.
We're looking for a relationship.
Is Sid looking for
yeah.
a relationship?
We're looking for a relationship for Sid.
He just doesn't want to admit it in front of you guys.
No, I'd date a girl, but it has to be someone I actually like.
Well, then,
forced
why
upon
can't
me.
You like somebody that's not perfectly good-looking? Like, I don't understand that.
Have you seen the girls I've dated in the past? I don't date perfectly good-looking girls, but it's got to be a type that I actually find attractive.
Okay, so the girl that you talked to today, did you like her?
Her face covered with a blanket.
She has Power Rangers on her pillow.
That's fine, but I can't tell anything from that picture.
She has one picture and her face is three-quarters covered up. I think it's a bad
sign.
That's
not true. I emailed you the rest of the pictures.
No, this is a different girl, and she's taller than me, so she probably wouldn't like me.
Oh, please. Why? I'm dating somebody shorter than I am.
The one you showed me is 5'9" laying on her side.
Oh, hey-o.
Which one?
It's one of the girls that winked at Sid. One of the boys is her name.
Oh,
great. Yeah. Oh, boy. Brace yourself for this one.
Come on, landmark.
Don't give out people's profiles now.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Not. I'm not.
You just did.
Well,
all right.
Let's
move
on.
Who's
creepy?
I like
profile name.
I liked that one, and I liked the one with a fruit in her name.
All our listeners are going to harass them now.
First of all, you have to pay 20. No one's going
to
pay $20.
Yeah,
just to see
kind of
just to
maybe
see
some of our listeners are already members. You don't know.
Don't slice them.
She's not bad.
Probably not.
She's probably too good looking for me this one.
Well, we winked at her. She didn't wink back.
Yeah, so there we go.
Did you look at the one with the fruit in her name?
A little too artsy.
No, that's a guy put up those photos.
She ain't great, but she's not like the other one, hideous broad that you showed me.
Yeah.
Oh, Cookie Jew. Don't
say their names.
That's all right. It's Cookie. Cookie Jew.
She's cute.
See? All right. We know what you like, Sid.
Well,
you don't know what I like.
1 out of 30.
We sent her a message, and she hasn't replied back, but probably she wasn't online yet. That's not it. Anyways.
She's the same height as you.
Anyways.
Okay, guys, I'm getting back into bed.
Okay.
You don't have to call us?
What?
You have to get out of bed to call us?
Yeah, I'm sick for 2 days.
But no, you could have stayed in bed. Yes.
Oh, I could. But I didn't. Sorry.
This is absurd.
I really thought you would be more enthused, and I'm very disappointed.
Why? You created a profile making him look like a total absurd douche, and you're not happy about that?
Absolutely not. If I saw your profile, I thought it would be cute, and I would have winked if I was a girl.
But what does that mean? If you saw that profile, would you want to bang that guy?
I don't want to bang anybody usually, so that's not a question for me.
See? So the only girls that are going to find me cute are girls that don't like banging people.
Wait, right? You don't want to bang anyone usually? What does that mean?
That's awesome.
Hello.
I'm like, I have a boyfriend. It's like not interesting to me anymore. It's very weird.
Oh, wow. Maybe you're the one that needs a profile on one of these sites.
Yeah,
more than
you
me.
Should make a profile for her. I'll give you $20 right now.
Wow.
Girl in relationship seeks boyfriend, no sex.
Maybe you should call your houseboy back.
I've been thinking about it because it's getting really dirty in my house. But.
Oh, for sure. Apparently, it's not getting very dirty in your house, from what I
know. I told Noah, I was like, we should just have him around and just clean my apartment and her apartment and just, like, have him do shit for us.
No, we were thinking of making Sid the new houseboy.
Sid, you want to be our houseboy?
Yeah. I don't even clean my own house.
Sid, you would find some kind of perverse thing in that, though. Like, wouldn't you find anything hot about doing that?
Cleaning somebody's house?
Like, if they made it sexual, though?
How?
Like if you got on all fours and wore a saddle and they rode
around
when you...
Yeah.
No,
like,
I don't know, but...
Like you're a human Roomba.
I don't know about that.
Now, I have a question, Jenny.
Yeah.
All right, I'm totally calling you out here. Because Sid was talking to you about this earlier, and he asked you... Why did you do it for Sid? Why did you do it for Rob?
And you said
Rob is a total embarrassment? What? What does that even mean?
I agree.
I thought he asked about Darren, and that was my response. But then I realized he said Rob. And I was like,
I'm an embarrassment?
Oh, okay. So I feel better then.
What? I'm an embarrassment?
I'm kidding.
Did you backpedal by instead insulting a different one of us? That doesn't help at all.
Okay. Work.
How am I embarrassed?
I feel better being nasty to Darren because he's usually mean to me. Rob's never mean to me.
Never mean to you. Ever.
Yes, you are. You always say things about my pot smoking.
In that conversation, Jenny.
Wait, yeah. Say things about what?
My pot smoking.
What did I say?
You say things about your pot smoking, too.
What? Yeah, but I don't say, like, that I'm a bitch because I smoke pot.
Said you were, when did I say you were a bitch once?
No, not
me.
A bitch. A bitch.
I didn't say you were a bitch either. I never. Not once. I'm so nice to you.
You're really not that nice to me.
Okay, well now I won't.
But I still love you anyway. No, I did say Rob, but I was only kidding.
You love me when I'm on the phone. By my back, I'm embarrassed.
She didn't say that about you.
Yeah, she said.
Are you by your speakers because there's feedback?
No, why? Let me turn off my computer, but I don't have it open.
I think Balloon Boy solved it. He said that Jenny obviously wants my manliness.
I do. I want Rob all for myself.
She ain't getting it at home, so.
I'm available.
No one said that. I just said I wasn't interested.
What were you saying, Noah? The truth is what? What's the truth?
I'm eating. Hold on.
Sid, take it out of her mouth, will you? Come on. We're doing a show.
Can I just finish what I was saying about Rob? Rob, you don't need our help because you're very outgoing and you'll talk to whoever. Sid would like just
that
sit.
That explains the line of girlfriends he has.
Yeah.
But at least he tries.
Who?
No, Rob doesn't try.
I would say Sid definitely tries.
I try way more than Rob does.
Rob tries to get off the couch and fails. And
Rob does not try. See, I like
Sid showers on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's true. That's true also. Sid's definitely the least smelly out of the three of you.
Hey, if I was going out to get girls, I totally shower daily.
It's Darren's the stinkiest, and then Rob, and then... Oh, but Sid does fart the most, so he's kind of smelly too.
That balances out.
All this truth coming out. All this truth coming out for Jenny.
She must have because
I'm...
That.
Because I haven't smoked in 2 days, and I'm bored out of my ass just sitting at home doing nothing.
Super anxious. You got to get it all out, right? Right, Jenny?
Yeah. I'm the nicest person when I have a little joint in me. If I don't, I'm like a mean bitch.
I think we should hang out with you on the show. You shouldn't smoke when you call the show or come into the show because you're way more entertaining this way.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Right. I think we should get to our...
This is our first music break.
This break is not going to be awkward at all.
Yeah.
I love you, Sid.
I love you too, Jenny.
Okay. Have a good show, guys. I'm going to bed.
I'm not mad at anyone in this room. It'll be fine in here.
Oh, my good God.
Stop. Sid, calm down.
As the dog battles for yet another slice of pizza.
Oh, it's the dog. Anyway, we had a very revealing first segment.
See, remember when I said we shouldn't talk about this on the air? I was trying to protect you guys more than me.
I don't care.
I'm not offended.
Oh, man.
In the chat room, Jenny said she loved you, though, Darren. So.
Wow, that's real sincere.
No, there were exclamation points, too.
Oh,
between.
That's true. Yeah.
Darren is so angry.
I'm totally not angry at all. Look
Darren is angry that you think he is angry, so stop
it. Actually, that's closer to the truth. I get it. Honestly, none of that bothers me. I do get annoyed when you claim I'm getting angry and I'm not. Then I get pissed off.
See, now he's pissed.
It's like a chicken or the egg kind of.
Yeah. I don't know what to say now, though.
I'm
sorry. I apologize to all of us.
But anyway, I'd like to say that if there are any ladies listening that would like to go out with me, I will definitely shower before meeting you, and I will not eat sunflower
Nina,
the whole day.
Ginger?
So, Ginger, Nina, I'm available. I like playing hard to get. I like the girls to come to me. And
I think that's hard to get. I think that's hard to get off the couch. Slight difference. Nomenclature.
So far, it hasn't worked out too bad for me. But... In all honesty, I'm lonely and I'm really depressed.
Oh,
fine,
Rob, you're
No, please don't put me on CCP. Let's start a collection. How many people are in this room? Let's get $20 together right now. That's what we can do the next segment with the help of the people in the chat room. We can make a profile for Rob.
We'll put a PayPal donation on the
podcast.
Yeah. Donate $1 so Rob can get on Geek to Geek. No.
Yes.
No, Rob, on Geek to Geek.
It's going to happen.
No.
It'll be a different one.
I think I have 10 to throw in for this.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Let's make this happen.
Ladies.
It's like a telethon.
Our virgins are standing by.
We gotta get Jerry Lewis involved in this.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
I think he's dead, isn't he?
No.
He just did it
on the inside.
Oh.
Man, I laughed really hard to do that segment. I'm like all amped up now. Anyway, let's get to the music break. All the music today has been picked by Sean. That means most of it sounds like Norma Jean.
Wait, doesn't Sean...
I'm just making a joke.
Doesn't Sean have a blog? Sorry.
I do have a blog.
A blog?
I take a long time to update it.
What is the name of your blog?
Bellyfulofhell.com.
It's a .com now. Anyway, the reason I joke about that, let me explain the joke, is because we went... to the New England Metal Fest one, I guess it was
two years ago,
and Sean was like, "Hey, can I play something?" And then he put on like a playlist, and I mean, I didn't hear of like 80% of the bands I did not hear of, and all 80% of them sounded like Norma Jean. So I just assumed that for Sean to like any
the
band,
good Norma Jean, the good
yeah, the good Norma, like the old Norma Jean, the Bless the Smart and Kiss the Child Norma Jean. So that's the joke. That's an album they made. Anyway, in this music break, we're going to be hearing one from Converge, from their new album, which is pretty fantastic, which just came out on Tuesday, that you should definitely check out. Akimbo, it's another band that I'm not familiar with. Hell Nation, The Chariot, who Sean interviewed on Metal Injection.
Twice,
wow. And a few others, maybe. I guess we're going to get to them. All these songs are like a minute and 30 seconds. Lords, Magruder, it's a bunch of good stuff, so... stick around. Who knows what will happen next? Who knows who will be the next person?
Let's have a profile on a dating site.
Geek to Geek. Find out later. All right, here we go. I'm
gentrification. What happens when the property value of a certain area is brought down? Huh? Listen?
Yeah.
They bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Hello.
All right, we're back.
That was 9 songs.
And how long was that?
8 seconds.
10 minutes.
10-15 minutes.
We're big fans of brevity.
All right, here's the rundown of the songs you just heard. We started with Converge, Cutter, Akimbo, You Can Hear the Honey, then Hell Nation with This Is Progress, then The Chariot with Before There Was Atlanta, There Was Douglasville. Ooh, a history lesson. Then we had The Black Ships, Lords, Magruder Grind, Botch, and closed it out with Agoraphobic Nosebleed. We have a call on the Zach Beats hotline. Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Hello.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo. Hello.
Yo.
What's
Yo.
Up?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, asshole?
Hello. Who is this?
Who is this?
You called me.
Oh, is this Frank trying to listen from downstairs?
No, it's Stan.
Oh.
Oh,
God, it's
you know
Stan.
That guy.
Yeah.
What's up, Stan?
Wow.
Have you been listening?
What?
Yeah.
I gotta say, this is riveting.
Yeah.
Have you been listening, or you just called in to throw us off our game?
I just called in to throw you off your game.
Were you calling in to listen to the music because you're not by a computer?
No, I'm actually outside right now, but I just want to say that I don't personally have a Between the Barrett and Me new CD, but I hear from really good sources that it's really good.
Well, I hear that as well.
Is your little brother in the band?
Yes.
There's not enough enthusiasm in your voice. Why do you sound so sad?
Who, me?
I'm the spot reviewer.
All right, thanks for calling in, Stan.
Damn it!
Anyway, in the chat room, there's Jenny Sex Drive. And Jenny Sex Drive asks, can anyone help me find my way home? I'm missing. Help me!
Poor Jenny.
Well,
I have to just say, before we conclude this whole matchmaking conversation.
I thought it was concluded, but all right.
Well, just one more
stab
in the
nose.
Sid is so, like, obsessed with us getting his height correct.
And I'm a short guy. I don't want to be gypped out of the few inches that I have in height.
We were 1 inch.
All right.
Off.
God forbid he be properly represented.
Yeah,
though.
Really. I already put that my favorite geek was Paul Masvidal. Come on.
All right, and we just changed it.
Don't make it terrible.
Listen, Noah has a lot of good qualities. Empathy is not one of them.
Yeah, really. Let them eat cake, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
The ice cream cake?
Not a history major. Our Noah's not a history major.
No.
So.
Or a math major.
I just farted at Noah. That's what you get. If you forget, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it through my fart.
Noah's just a major asshole. Oh,
shit. You see what
Why am I an asshole? Because I paid $20 for a silver premium plan.
You paid $10.
Okay, whatever. $10.
Premium plan? And you know what I'm willing to bet?
Wait, you mean there's a gold premium plan?
Yeah.
And you didn't get it for
what does that entail?
If you get the gold, you look like three times more of an asshole.
Yeah, gold is like $40. You're not worth that much.
I mean, they spent the other 20 on a blunt, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
Think your boy has a good point. This is America. You have to spend more than $20 to be properly represented.
You have to put, if you pay the gold plan, you get to answer 30 more stupid questions.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, then you should have totally gotten the gold plan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Moving on. Dave Mustaine has been in the news a lot lately.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, his new album came out, Endgame, which was actually a really, really good record.
If you like that sort of thing.
If you like thrash or any sort of metal, it's pretty sweet. And, it's really good. And he's been doing a lot of press. And just like, you know, especially on Blabbermouth, like, Dave Mustaine farts, Blabbermouth is all over it. And like any little release or like blog update, whatever. But this Hungarian, I believe, news outlet, this video site, did an interview with him. And before the interview, Dave's handlers, like his publicist or whatever, you know, set up some guidelines and said that basically,
what is here, Rob?
Dave's here.
Uh-oh.
But, no, I set some guidelines up that I've been thrown off by the doorbell. No, that you can't ask questions about Metallica. That was the basic thing. And you know, he was the interviewer, who actually was a woman. She was, like, totally cool with it. But then it ended up that Dave Mustaine brought up Metallica himself.
And then he threatened
in
to
the
punch
interview.
Her
well, can I finish the story?
No.
Can I finish a woman?
It's taking you too long.
Can I finish
the interview with
so
a woman?
So then the interview aired. The interview aired, and then he put up a blog post saying that he's so pissed off that they instigated the Metallica talk. And if he ever if he ever sees the interviewer again, he's gonna punch him in the face.
Well, so
he said punch him, but the person that interviewed him was a woman.
Did he just forget, or was it like
woman?
A man?
Yeah, he just
was
forgot.
It a woman that's on geek2geek.com? Could that
possibly
be?
Possibly on Hungarian geek2geek? And so there's like this whole thing, and then they aired the full interview, like unedited, and he totally brought up Metallica by himself, just bringing up how like. Every week there's like a new story on how much he hates Metallica. He talked about the time that James Hetfield kicked his dog and he had to kick his ass. He brought that up again. Have you guys heard that story?
Yeah.
It was basically they were like practicing and Dave Mustaine brought his dog and the dog was like acting up or some shit like that. So James Hetfield kicked the dog. And then Dave Mustaine basically kicked James Hetfield's ass. And that's like one of the main reasons he got kicked out of Metallica.
Damn boy.
Because Dave Mustaine is like a Taekwondo expert or something, right, Noah?
I guess so.
Isn't he some sort of karate expert, some sort of Asian training?
No, that's Marty Friedman.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Dave Mustaine. He has some sort of karate or some sort of training.
Is Marty Friedman related to Tiger Shulman?
Probably.
Like a connection there.
This is the same syllable. Doesn't mean they're related.
Synagogue. Wax on, wax off.
I have to say, though, I was reading an interview with Dave Mustaine, and he is such an asshole.
What do you mean?
A hot asshole. But.
Shit, I am.
I think my dog jumped for it.
No, that's what you get. I wonder, is Frank all right? He went down to get the door, and we haven't seen him. It's been
oh, my God, he might be murdered.
He's dead.
So, anyway, so Dave Mustaine was talking about when Marty Friedman was in the band. And he was like, oh, yeah, Marty Friedman couldn't handle it. He came in one day, and he looked like he was about to cry, and we had to let him go because being in Megadeth.
That's not what I said.
Yes, it is what you said. It's in print. It's not verbatim, but...
Are you sure about that?
And what a piece of shit I am.
We're all sure about that.
I mean, people hate me because of you.
Because of me? What did I do? No, it's because of Noah, because of the misquoting.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Noah.
Right.
When I would hear Metallica on the radio,
okay,
like,
see someone in the chat room.
But he was, it was an interview in Guitar World, and he was talking about how like Endgame is like one of the best albums, and he's like the most
of his or ever
of like the whole Megadeth era, and the lineup that he has now is like the best one ever, and like you know, just like saying things that
And he was also complaining about his label how. His new CD is like it's been out for 5 weeks and it's like you know pretty low on the charts now, but it sold like a really respectable amount of CDs for just like a metal record. Like he's expecting to have the same sales as Metallica,
right.
Which is not happening because you know the music. I mean, it's great, but it's not nearly as accessible as Metallica. Plus, there was never an Enter Sandman by Megadeth. You know, like
Symphony of Destruction was the closest.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a difference. There's obviously a huge gap. In the fans between the two bands.
If they
bands.
Counted sales in South America, though, then they'd be off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Metallica basically dumbed down their music to appeal to those people that are the difference between the two of them.
Yeah.
So they made a conscious choice about it. Yeah. Do we have that interview? I want to hear that. Like
the one of it.
It's all in Hungarian.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on, I could queue it up.
You translate, Robert?
It's in English. He doesn't speak Hungarian.
He has a master's in Hungarian.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I know stuff about David.
He's got his book.
He has a book.
Yeah.
No,
Hangar 19.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought what I've been through?
It's fucking cool.
Hey.
He's a fucking tool, but he is.
No, he's not.
I'd give anything for that chance.
To be a tool? Don't worry, you had that chance and you ran with it, buddy.
Yeah.
He knows.
And what a piece of shit I am.
It's just loading the interview.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 25-minute interview.
Are we going to listen to the whole thing?
No. I mean, we'd scan through the part with the Metallica stuff. It has to just load. Load.
Like
load.
The Metallica album. Right?
Oh, I was...
That load. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, our number is 646-929-1357. Sean, how do you feel about Megadeth?
Not a fan.
Now, when you
I'm
say
sorry,
you're not...
Sorry, I'm
hold
sorry.
Hold on. When you say you're not a fan, have you heard Megadeth?
Yeah, we saw them live.
Yeah, but I mean, have you heard them?
He only heard Risk.
Wait, no, that's not... No. We saw them live.
Yeah,
and
I heard,
that...
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
You never heard Rust in Peace, though? I mean, do you like Metallica?
No.
Oh.
Early Metallica? Sure.
Early Metallica. I mean, that's what I mean. Who likes new Metallica?
Dave, did you ever hear Metallica?
When I would hear Metallica on the radio, I would be like, God, I have to turn this off.
I agree, actually.
I mean, I like for Whom the Bell Tolls and shit like that. Like,
Ride the Lightning, right? You like Ride the Lightning. Well, yeah, so Rust in Peace, it kind of sounds like Ride the Lightning.
But then why not just listen to Ride the Lightning? Because
it's better. I think
you
it's better.
You have to listen to Dave Mustaine's voice.
I loved it. I think it works very well for the...
I'm not a fan of female-fronted metal bands. I didn't like Vixen. What's the
That's
Flyleaf? I don't like Flyleaf or Evanescence.
I
don't like Megadeth.
He has a manly nasal voice.
There's
he just looks like
better thrash bands during that time.
Yes.
Like who?
Slayer.
Slayer, okay. Who doesn't like Slayer?
It's kind of their own genre, though. Like, there wasn't anyone really doing anything like Slayer was then.
I just love it.
Me too, but I'm saying I don't think you can compare the two. Because
one is good, one is eh.
No, sorry. I don't know. I think I like Megadeth more than Slayer.
Really?
Yeah.
I just did two different things.
I feel the same.
Well, your opinion doesn't count because you're a girl.
I mean, I love Slayer, but...
Because Slayer can't play their instrument.
I just feel like Rust... Exactly. But also, I just feel like Rust in Peace is untouchable.
It's such a clever pun. Yeah. Metallica never had such a clever pun.
No.
And you're just...
Well, Reload.
S&M.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Saint Anger. Hello, Saint Anger.
As opposed to... I don't, where's the pun?
Have you
because
to
Ung Anger is, like, not saintly.
Okay, I got
the Black Album when they're all white guys. Hello.
Naming their album Metallica.
And Justice for All. Nobody gets justice. Hello.
All right, I got the
social commentary.
The interview's queued up.
By the way, everyone in the chat room is now chastising me for naming all the other bands that were doing what Slayer was doing when Slayer was doing it.
Dark Angel, hello. Yeah, I totally see that. Anyway,
Angel.
Let's get to the thing.
We'll have someone else go and play it. You know? So, after it was said and done, I didn't really give it any thought. And then lately, I started really getting into trying to better myself, you know, really, really digging into my past and you know, working with counselors and therapists and stuff to really try and free myself of the stuff that holds me back as an artist so that I can be a better artist and an entertainer. And one of the things that I recognized that, God, I was a jerk to Jay. And I know now why, because of the way I was fired. I was so hurt by the way that happened. You know, I said, what, no second chance, no warning? Come on, we all drink. Come on. And nope, that's it, you're gone. I was like, all right.
But you didn't see it at the time.
Mm-mm. We all drank, you know, and we all partied. We were having problems, but I thought there was nothing we could overcome because we were brothers. You know, James lived with me for Pete's sake. After we had our skirmish, he moved in with
me.
We were living together in the same bedroom. I didn't know he was mad at me.
Oh, that was someone else. But
he was just now. He said
James.
Bottom line is, he kicked my dog. I probably would do it again. You know, it's my dog that got kicked, not his.
I want to kick his dog.
Yeah. He kicked my dog. I was selling pot. When I would go play a concert, people knew that my pot was sitting in my apartment just saying, can you keep me company? You know, so I was broken in on. People stole everything that I had, all my stash.
No wonder he's so fucked up. He had talking pot.
And I had to completely start over again, accumulating money in order to buy marijuana to buy enough so that I could get it at a price break. And
so he's explaining the art of drug dealing.
I used to go to Costco to buy weed. What do you mean the count is low? I just weighed it out myself. Oh, I'll take a 60-pound bag of rice and a 40-pound bag of weed.
Figured, screw this. I'm going to get some dogs and stay in the apartment when I leave.
And
so
kick them.
I got two dogs, and I took one of them up to rehearsal one time, and she put her car, paws up on James's, Ron's car. And James kicked her right in the side. Well, what'd you do? You had two paws on Ron's car.
That was a pretty shitty James Hetfield impression.
That was, there was no yeah.
It's a dog. It's what they do. You don't kick animals. You know, so
he's such a bitch. God damn it.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Into the house. We started arguing some more. Ended up punching him in the face. And
see, my question is this. He just said that if he had to do over again, he would still beat up James Hetfield for this. Now, if he had the power to do this over again, wouldn't he just get a less douchey dog that
True.
Wouldn't lead to him getting kicked out of Metallica? Wouldn't that be the easier solution?
No. Because he feels like Metallica's wrong, not him.
I wish I had a DeLorean so I could go back and kill that dog before I ever brought it there.
Yeah,
I'd still be in Metallica.
That dog needs some euthanasia, apparently. Oh, Megadeth joke.
Even though it didn't take hold right there, I think that was the root of why I lost my job. I know James
Beginning.
Was jealous of me because he didn't like me talking in between songs, but he wouldn't do it.
Stop talking, you!
Get us some of my banter.
I wonder what his banter would be like.
Who, is it Dave?
Did Dave say, yeah. Does anybody want any drugs?
I'm selling after the show.
You're wearing a fur coat. That's leather pants. That's cruel to animals.
Let me show you some slides of my dogs. They're so adorable.
If anybody wants to see pictures of my dogs, see me after the show.
No life to leather.
No, don't sing about leather. Animals died for that.
Oh, the wench in the chat room had a good one. James kicked the dog because he's the master of puppies. pup hits. That's a good one. That's a good one, Sid's mustache
master,
internet wench.
Master of pup hits.
I would have been willing at that point if we would have had someone talk to me, talk to my heart. You know, let's kind of slow it down. I would probably have said, okay, cause my dad was an alcoholic.
Oh.
I know what happens. But I thought it was okay. Everybody's doing it. So I have remorse for it, but not a lot. And I wish them well. Not that they would fall into one, but wish them well. The thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think someone would have to be a complete fool to think I was going to go there and sit in the audience and watch.
Who asked him about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Nobody. He's just bringing all of this up. And another thing.
Yeah.
The fact that they released the Black album one week after my album. What the fuck?
Very door shreds.
Mustaine on Mustaine.
Hall of Fame. I don't know. It's nice that Lars invited me, but any of the public that thinks that I was going to go.
The public doesn't think about
stupid.
You, Dave. Sorry.
You know what's funny, though? When he was invited, he put out a message that like, oh, thanks for the invitation, but I can't make it. I have touring commitments. And he's like, yeah, look, I'm going to fucking go. Like, all of a sudden, he's pissed about it.
You know, I already said I'm proud of them. I wish them well. What more do
Fuck.
I have to do? That's masochism.
But when this metal critic blogged earlier this summer that your album is way better than theirs, does it make you feel?
No, because no one bought it.
Good.
Does it make me feel as that good?
Did that feel good?
It did feel good, especially coming from a reputable source. Dom is not a slouch. Metal Hammer is a very credible publication, and the writers there, they are authorities on metal.
Who's he? Authorities? Who is he talking to? This sound like 60 Minutes, this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is like the raw interview that they, because I told you, because he threatened to beat up the, excuse me, that was some gas from that beef patty. But no, he threatened to beat up the interviewer because she instigated all this talk about Metallica.
He threatened during the interview?
No, after like when it aired.
But
when he saw it.
Not exciting at all, Dan. I thought we were going to hear him like, John,
oh,
no.
Not,
I thought he was just walking out down in an alley and a woman was there with a microphone.
He assumed it was to interview him.
Actually, she's just a homeless woman. He pulled out a microphone and recorded it.
He'd hear after her, like, hey, Metallica, ask me about him.
down at the soup kitchen.
He was wearing his Ask Me About Metallica t-shirt.
Yeah.
Joke of the show.
Nice work, Noah.
Thank you.
Oh, Dave Mysterio.
If you want to tell us about your feelings about Metallica or Megadeth, give us a call, 646-929-1357.
And in the meantime, we'll just play more of Dave Mysterio talking shit about himself. Wait, where's that? Oh, okay.
I'm going to piece of shit I am. And what a piece of shit I am.
That's from the Lars. Remember that?
What does that sound?
No, it's not me.
Not I.
It's not Noah or myself, so it is you, Darren. Calling you out.
It's my stomach growling. Sorry.
I don't have anything.
Maybe you just got a wink on your geek to geek match profile.
In other news, Alexi Leho, a.k.a. Noah's doppelganger, will be filling in.
What does that even mean?
You look alike.
Twin.
Oh, okay. I agree with that statement.
He's going to be filling in on guitar for Hypocrisy, which is a Swedish death metal band. Swedish, yeah. And the singer of Hypocrisy, the leader Peter, he released a statement, and it's so funny because like the whole statement is like, oh, it's so funny because when Children of Bodom first started, we were the first band to take them out. And he's helped me a lot. We're good friends. And then out of nowhere, he's like, there will be no shortage of alcohol on this tour. That's for sure. It's like, what? Who even talked about alcohol?
He did.
He's just saying,
hey, my liver is really going to pay. And since Alexi is here, so it's going to be serious.
So we're going to party hard.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? All of a sudden, you're calling people out on their vices?
Huh? On their alcoholism. Very against alcoholism. Smoke weed instead.
Maybe they'll do that too. But he didn't want to release that to the presses.
No, because it's illegal. I see what you're saying.
He didn't want his bus searched, probably.
Mm, yes.
But I'm very excited for that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. And I hope I find someone to go with me. Because none of you guys go to good shows.
Listeners, anybody want to take a little concert? What about your guy pal? Wouldn't he go with you to a show? He likes metal.
Yeah.
Can I take you places?
He's usually very busy during the week, so.
With what?
Things.
Can't parade you around Midtown? Wearing a leather jacket with two fingers in you? Who's so busy that they can't do that?
I stepped away for a second and I heard two fingers in you.
Hear that all the time.
Let's see what 219 thinks about that. We got a caller on the Zach Beats hotline. 219, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Dave Mustaine. Hello, yeah, you guys need to stop talking about me on your long talk radio or whatever.
Well, what did you object to in specific?
You guys are making fun of me. You don't know what it feels like.
No,
you know.
Not.
Dave, now that we have you on the phone, what do you think about Metallica?
Oh, Metallica?
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't like it when people kick my dog. That's about it. You know.
So like even if any other band kicked your dog, you'd be upset.
Oh,
too,
I'd be upset, really upset. I just
wouldn't blame.
Yeah. I really like animals. And
you have any other pets you'd like to tell us about?
No, not currently.
Did James Hetfield ever pull your fish out of the bowl? Like,
yeah, he did actually.
What was the dog's name?
What was the dog's name?
That's right.
Was it Woody Allen by any chance?
No, it was, I forget.
Must have not meant that much to you.
I forget, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. Are you still dealing drugs?
I would not like to speak of that right now.
Do you have good counts on your drugs? Do you sell, like, a good portion of weed? Like how much is in a 20 bag?
How much is in a 20 bag?
In there.
Oh, I don't know. I usually put about, about 15.
And then 15? Wow, no wonder you're not making any money.
I heard you gave up drugs and you're like a Christian now. What is that?
Untrue.
Is that false?
False.
Oh, that's false.
Okay. So you, were you, though? You were Christian for a little while, right?
He's still Christian, but he's still
so doing drugs. Is Jesus mad? I heard you divorced your wife, too.
Oh, my wife? She kicked my dog, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's all this kicking of dogs?
Oh, poor Dave Mustaine.
So, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, Dave.
No problem.
And feel free to call back at any time.
Okay, thank you.
Why does Dave Mustaine sound like an old Jewish lady?
Yeah. Dave Mustaine, Shabbos thing.
He gets that from his mother, probably.
In other news, Trent Reznor got married.
Uh-huh. I thought he already was married.
No, he just got married 2 days ago. His wife is slamming.
She's foreign. She's some kind of foreigner,
is
right?
Is she Asian?
West Indian?
Oh, I wasn't even.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She's so like from the West Indies or from the western part of India?
I'll say both.
It's a mix of I'll say yes.
What a nice combo.
But it's so funny. The wedding photo. First of all, the site that got the exclusive photo from the wedding, called Pink is the New Blog, mm-hmm. and it's like this gossip site. So you have Trent Reznor and his wife, and then all these like pink hearts around them.
They did that themselves, though.
The
like,
Photoshop.
No,
it's
did that. Yeah.
It's, yeah. The shape, the Photoshop shape. And I don't know, like, this guy must be friends with Trent Reznor, because when they were playing the last shows, the only video interview that happened, and I'm going to actually find this because it was hilarious.
You're talking about that time James Hetfield kicked the dog. Very weird.
The only person that he did a video interview with was the dude from this blog, and the guy that runs this thing is like the most flamboyant person ever. So it made
Perez Hilton?
Almost. So it's some other douche.
It's a Perez Hilton clone.
Well,
that one was my fault.
You were right.
There's an update available now.
That's the correct sound.
All right, here we go. I found it floating up. And there's sparkles on the...
We got to find a way to eliminate the load times in this show.
Yeah.
Well, we'll edit it later.
Okay.
But,
dang.
In case you feel like healing went off.
Is there one off?
This is the pre-interview banter.
This is
Trent Reznor being interviewed by Pink is the New Blog.
Okay.
Just have to listen for a question.
All right,
come on, get to it.
Is there a fast forward option?
We are at the end. All right, let's
begin.
Okay. You're about to play your last Nine Inch Nails concert.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, sir.
What are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I've been asked.
And then he gives a serious answer.
He couldn't get a microphone for this interview?
No. He has a blog, not a video website. He's too busy putting hearts on all these images to get a microphone.
Jeez.
Pink is the New Blog. Most flamboyant blog ever. We weren't really going anywhere.
What was the question that you were looking for in that interview?
No, I just wanted to show up how flamboyant sounding he is. Because I'm a homophobe.
Yeah.
All right, should we take another music break?
Why not?
Let's do another quick music break. What are we playing? What are we playing now, Sean? What do you got for us?
Looks like we got Victims, Cursed, Graft Warlock, Bucket of Teeth, Pusher, Curl Up and Die, Aspect of 4.
We're going to play
and
all
then,
those?
And then what happens after 5 minutes?
That's it. That was all of them. 5 minutes. All
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Noah! You son of a bitch!
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a guy for 2 tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God, no.
Who knew that Bland liked Bon Jovi and was gay?
Don't even click on that one, Noah. Just don't even. Don't
we
even
spent
go
the
there.
Entire music break.
Not even worth
scouting
scoping chicks on a.
No, this is definitely.
I was trying not to mention it.
What's wrong with her?
Everything.
Oh, she's.
No, yeah. Which one is
oh
her?
Oh my
which
God.
One is the dolphin?
Oh my God. Ben, why would she post? Okay.
Could
this,
you just please?
There's
just,
the
let's
photo.
Not even,
okay.
No, let's not even discuss.
No, we have
it.
To
just close it and move on.
There's one female.
Shut up, Ben. Just let us talk.
No, it's funny because she's wearing black and white like Shamu.
No, here's the thing. We're on Geeky. There's this one, you know, overweight female on here, and you know she looks pretty
there's
good.
There's just
face.
One.
Well,
oh, yeah, there's only one overweight female.
This specific one. She's cute in the face. So then we go to the
really?
the second photo. She doesn't look that bad.
Really.
But the third photo is her looking like a beached whale
sort of like
near a beached dolphin.
The good photo.
Like, why would you put that photo up?
She's an animal lover. Later on, she barbecued that.
Which
dog.
One of them is the animal lover? That's what I want to know.
They're both animals, and they're both lovers. This is awful. We've got
anyway,
17 but, minutes left.
Oh, that bread. The upside-down bread.
No, that's just the MySpace photography.
We're just doing play-by-play of being geek.
Oh, actually. That's for
that.
Darren.
That is for Darren.
Yeah,
right.
See?
All right, Darren, get on Geek to Geek. Contact this lady.
I don't get this.
That's how she looks at the end of the night when she's had too many drinks and she's ready to be railed.
curse words.
Go get it, Darren.
I think she looks good. She works.
No, lend Darren $20 to make a profile.
No.
Oh,
make Darren a profile.
That was a gift for your birthday, Sid.
Oh, thank you.
I'm fine. You didn't get me a gift. But,
you got you dinner.
I took you out for a really expensive dinner.
Let's read her info. Let's read her info.
No, it's not allowed.
Anyway,
yeah.
Let's go back to the soundboard so we could see if we're getting any callers.
Oh, yeah,
if you want to be one of our callers,
like a new chat.
Nope.
Our number is 646-929-1357. If there are any girls listening, give us a call. If it wants to talk to you. You know?
Sure.
I think it's a fake photo, too. I feel like these are like 40-year-old dudes.
Yeah, some of these are definitely.
Yeah.
Put them up here.
Yeah, I definitely see those a lot. Yeah.
Like when they take like a porn photo and then crap off the URL at the bottom.
You know a little too much about this.
I mean,
well, we all have our moments.
You've
cropped porn photos.
I posed as a lesbian. And
we don't have our moments. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to turn the side off. This is too distracting.
No, I love it.
This is
but,
absurd.
This girl is helping for
Darren. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
She's got a lot going on in her shop.
You could set a beer on it.
No, that's disgusting.
What? You don't like stretch marks all over the titties, Darren?
Look at that. It's like a man's hairy ass. That is
right. Yeah, it's she's got plumber's crack on her chest.
Fat titty signal.
Yeah, it's like double cleavage.
When it bends in like that, that's fat tits.
Yes. It's disturbing.
So tits could be too big?
No.
Of course.
But the rest of the girl is too
big. I would rather have nice, small tits than gigantic floppy.
Yeah, it all depends on the shape.
Listen,
yeah,
like big and nice is good, and small and nice is good. Big and sloppy is nasty.
Yeah, like big saggy sock boobs, or like a curve like a banana, or like a fucking.
Which kind do you have, Noah?
Like
what
are,
I bet Noah has like fried egg type, banana type.
What does
situation.
Fried egg mean?
You never seen a fried egg?
It's like where it's like a little bump, and then the big bump to the soft nipple, and then it goes back to the
No, mine are not that small.
So what do you have? What do you got? Let's see.
I don't know.
Let's see, we can tell you what kind of boobs you have. Show us. And you'll know.
That's not going to work.
For the rest of your
life. I saw her breasts before.
You have?
Yeah. Me and Rob did both.
What?
She flashed us.
Why?
She flashed. She just.
Why?
Rob's like, hey, Rob, there. Whoop.
We were leaving.
When was this?
We were like 2 years
no,
ago.
No, it's because she got her nipple spears. That's why.
No, but no, it wasn't.
I did it. Let's keep talking about
that. That's
this.
Why.
What?
That's why she showed them to us.
Rob,
I didn't see any ring. I just saw.
This was a few years. No,
you weren't looking.
Like 4 years ago.
Really? That long ago?
Damn it. I should have hung out with you guys sooner.
And the answer is she has pear-shaped boobies.
They're
what?
Kind of big.
How the fuck
that
a pear?
What?
Like an upside down.
Look at a pear.
How do you be a pear?
I don't know about pear. They're just like.
She's got
big,
a pear.
They're bigger than they look in clothes.
How would you be a pear tit? Would it be like
yeah, no,
big and then go out and be like.
I think she's like.
Get a mammogram.
I think she's like a small C cup.
No, it's so embarrassing.
Hey,
this might be the most embarrassed Noah has ever been.
Maybe my memory is gone because I'm the oldest person in the room.
You
don't but I don't remember her mentioning anything about a ring. She just went.
Yes, that was the reason. No, she just randomly decided to show us her boobs.
You no, because you asked her to. You said, "Hey,
Rob, ask her."
Completely jokingly, like completely jokingly.
Hey,
show us your tits, and she went. Okay, bye, and we left.
Oh,
no, it was like, hey, Noah got her boobs pierced. You should show us. Okay.
Right, I believe you.
Noah, are your boobs still pierced?
Wait, it's, like, it's through the boob or the nipple?
I don't know.
Through the nipple.
Through the boob.
Boob pierced.
To this day, she's like Frankenstein. She has bolts in her fucking...
like a Prince Albert boob pierced.
Yes.
No, it just connects the two of them. It's like a...
Yes, let's stop talking about this,
to
please.
To this day, I didn't...
13 minutes. Let's do 13 minutes
please.
On Noah's pierced nipples.
No.
So everyone in the chat room think about that.
I want somebody in the chat room to be named Noah's pierced titty right now. Right fucking now.
No, are they still pierced?
I don't want to talk about this.
Just a yes or no?
Come on.
You ever had like
know.
A mishap? Where you
no,
had
so they're not.
Do you have a metal detector?
Or
you just run the wand across your.
No,
chest.
That would hurt. And how would they get caught in someone else's earring?
No, look, that's happened before. So my friends, like barbells get caught in like a ring, like either here or here, like while they're banging really hard.
Oh no,
it
doesn't
tears out.
Wow. They'll only bang softly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Banging me softly.
But when I got them done. They were bleeding.
Bleeding.
That
boobs.
Was brutal.
Did you get an infection?
Did you
no,
like
I didn't get an infection.
A filth t-shirt?
Did you have nipple pus?
My brother.
Were there nipple?
No.
Were there nipple scabs?
No.
No scabs after
no, just,
bleeding on the nips?
I mean, it's a wound, and then it bleeds, and then it heals.
I know about your bleeding wound. You don't have to tell me.
Hey,
tell that.
The one that bleeds once a month.
Right.
Brad came with me to get them done.
Yeah.
What? You didn't invite us?
I didn't see it. There was a curtain.
You've been waiting for him? There was a guy that looked like Slash that
for
pierced
support.
Them.
Oh.
It was nice.
Yes, there's nose infected nipple
like,
ring in the chat. Nose pierced titties? I don't know what nose pierced titties are.
No, that's when you pierce titties with someone's nose.
Yeah.
It's just one long ball that connects between your tits and your nose. And you have to walk around like this.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, lovely.
It was an Israeli dude, right? An Israeli Slash or something?
Yeah.
So now if you breastfeed, it'll be like three streams.
Yes, you can have triplets.
Yeah, just get it done fast, I guess.
Nick can secrete milk out of his nipples. He's done it before.
What?
He lactates from his pierced
nipple.
No, is it from the pierced
that's
nipple?
Infection. That's an infection.
An infection?
No, just like Schwarzenegger Jr.
Don't do it!
Oh, no.
He's going to do it.
I don't want to see it.
Coming out.
Son of a bitch.
Oh,
Nick
is
lactating.
Is it going to be pus? I don't want to see it.
Oh, it's like Netflix.
Tape that.
No.
But
totally
everyone else
to
can
tape
just
that.
See what we just saw.
I don't think that
YouTube,
injection.
Don't touch my mic.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Someone in the chat room needs to be Nick's lactating.
Nick's man milk.
Weird.
Hey, you know, when you get married, you have a kid. If your wife ever gets like tired of
Nick is never going to get married.
Oh.
And why does Nick have to be married to have a kid? I'm sure he already has a kid out there somewhere.
He just created one with his milk.
No, unless you lied to me about that abortion, nah.
Oh,
he's talking.
I never slept with you.
There was no sleeping
that you know of.
You were sleeping.
Rape is finally fun.
That's why you'd like to do it softly. Keep napping the whole time.
Nick, date rape Noah.
Rape is funny.
Nick and Noah's infinite
date rape.
Rape.
I've never been raped by Nick, ever.
Oh, but by who then? You could have said you've never been raped by anyone.
Oh, but we're talking about Nick right now.
Who has raped you? Anybody else in this room? Bruno?
No.
Is it the dog?
Leave him alone. He's sleeping.
You woke up with him humping your face one time. And just let him keep doing it until he was
he doesn't have balls, so he's not into that anymore.
Bobcat Goldthwait made a movie about that.
What?
Where Rod blew a dog. Yeah.
What movie was this? Oh, you know what?
Freaking
I know.
Dogs Lie.
That's right. I have this on my Netflix list.
Quasi-D.
Wow.
Oh, thank God the topic is changing.
So back to Noah's boobs.
No.
So if you want to ask Noah a question about her boobs, the number here
is
646.
I'm not going to answer it.
Yes, you will.
All right, 646-929-1357. Nick, what
like I said, there should be a segment where I get really, really drunk and describe Noah in like real detail to everybody listening.
You can't do that sober?
In like skeevy detail.
No, you don't understand. When Nick becomes drunk, he's like a totally different person. It's like you don't, it's not, I don't even know the person that Nick becomes. I wouldn't be friends with that person.
It slept on the floor next to me.
I slept with you?
No, the floor.
No.
I slept between Rob and Alan.
Oh, this is true. This is true. This happens.
I slept between Nick and Alan when we went to Maryland, remember?
Oh. We've all slept together.
Yeah.
We're all really good friends.
We've all shared beds.
Take that, internet nerd.
Can't find that on Geek to Geek.
I've been telling you to snore.
I think we all snore.
Oh, Robert. Horrible. Horrible snore.
No, the worst snorer is Frank.
No,
really?
The two of them together are the worst. I had to borrow earplugs from Christina.
Oh, I remember, yes.
Oh, God.
I remember Frank went to sleep before me, and he was, not to talk about him while he's not in the room.
Where is he?
It's better that way.
But
he's taking a shit.
But I remember he was, like, he was snoring so loud. We were sharing a hotel room. He was snoring so loud that I literally had to not only put on noise-reducing headphones, I also had to mash the pillow into my ear.
I think you're going to say masturbate.
That had nothing to do with the snoring. Yeah, that was just me doing my thing. That was, and, I mean, like that—that's not even part of the story. But yes, I was masturbating.
You need silence for that.
Not true.
He listens to John Philip Sousa marches while he jerks off.
He tugs along to the beat.
Is anyone here masturbating with someone else in the room? Anybody?
Watching or
knowingly or not?
Somebody in this room or somebody else in the
room? Just like anybody in a room. Well, yeah, like you're not masturbating to each other, like not like with a girl.
I had someone walk in on me doing it. Does that count?
What was that like?
Well, I stopped.
Did you get really mad?
I got embarrassed, not mad.
Who? Your mom?
My mother, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did she say? Was it like...
No, it was never talked about. She walked right the fuck out and never mentioned
Were you
me.
Just like spread eagle?
No, actually, no. I was on...
He was facing his wall.
I was not
in the corner of the room.
I was not in any view where you could see any exposure.
Your forehead in the corner. Oh my God.
How do you know what the fuck I did? No, I mean,
I was in that room.
You can deduce what I was doing.
Darren, what's the gag factor?
I thought that doesn't sound anything like that.
She did what she saw
Darren,
the gag factor.
What's the gag factor? I don't know why she sounds like she sounds like Mr. Vitale.
You were in it, Mom. Don't you know?
Oh, wow.
I don't think I have that volume.
What?
I don't think I have that volume.
Who else has had that happen to? Parents walk in on them masturbating.
Darren's mom walk in? She's never walked in on me.
I've definitely had my parents walk in. Not like, well, you know, like walk in and then walk out. And then my mom was so considerate.
Oh,
she knew that I was masturbating she, like, as my sister was walking in the room, she's like, all right, get out of there.
Oh, my God.
She got,
and that totally ruined the moment. And I'm like, she could come in.
She
I'm
your favorite.
What?
I'm not like, do you need Kleenex?
Oh, God.
I have some lube in the other room. Lube, I would buy you KY if you told me.
Wow.
True story. So, wait, when you asked that question, you meant, like, agreed to masturbate with someone in the room, like, intentionally, though? Or, I mean, Nick,
same sex, opposite sex.
What question were you asking?
I was asking, well, he said, did you ever masturbate with anyone in the room? And it didn't count someone walking in, I would think. Right?
Or did you mean like someone sleeping?
A
slumber party and you were just beating off on
your sleep bag? Get like a circle jerk, you meant.
Whatever. Yeah.
I've never been a part of a circle jerk.
Yeah,
yeah that's...
I have a story about somebody masturbating in the room that I was in.
Okay.
Back in the day, like 10 years ago, me, our former co-host Lonnie, and our friend Anthony, who's also once a guest host on this show, we went to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and we all stayed in the same hotel room.
Uh-oh.
Anthony would have his girlfriend over because she lived in L.A., so he got one bed, and me and Lonnie shared the other one.
Okay.
So, like, the third night there, we were there for, like, a couple weeks. The third night there, I mean, we slept. There was separation between me and Lonnie. There was no physical contact going on, and we faced away from each other.
Sure.
Like, the third night there, I had a wet dream.
Oh.
It happens. I told Lonnie. He was disgusted. So, as revenge, the next night while I was asleep, masturbated in bed next to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, and told me about it. I'm like, dude, how is that revenge?
That's just your lying.
I swear to you.
Can we get Lonnie on the phone to confirm this, please?
I don't know if he's going to want to confirm this.
Did it get on
baby
you? Did it get on you? You
no, not that I know of.
So how is that revenge?
I was like,
stuck in your beard?
No, I didn't have a beard at that point, actually. But no, I was like, dude, that's not revenge. That's just sort of
gay.
Like, I didn't ejaculate on purpose. I was asleep, and it was an involuntary thing. You took your dick out while I was next to you and jerked off.
Don't you think?
Let me ask this question now. When you had your wet dream, was it like really messy, or was it just like in your pants?
It was just in my pants.
But so don't you think telling him was kind of gay? Like, cause it's alluding to being like, I had a wet dream while we were staying in bed.
No, it was fair. It was like, listen, you were in bed with a man that came. You know, you should know that.
But why? Why should it be avoided the situation?
I think maybe the next night he wanted to sleep on, like, the side of the bed that I had slept on the night before, and I was like, you probably don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
It's up to that.
Oh, okay.
The good friend.
Okay.
But friends should be open about that sort of thing.
Yeah, but they should, as revenge. Like,
one time in college that I... Did I just pull that out?
Whoa, what are we talking about? He just went straight to the flashback. Did I just pull that out?
I definitely... What are we doing?
No, go ahead.
I'm trying.
Ignore us. We're still here.
This is the behind-the-scenes how we operate.
Am I the only person in the room that's ever had an article that we've... that you've gone into a couple... haven't thrown out, you know, like a washcloth and or sock, you know.
That you've gone into.
Yeah. Yeah. In between
paper
the mattress
towels.
And the headboard. The headboard
yes.
For a while.
Yeah, it's, you recycle.
Sure.
Yeah, I look at it that
there
way.
There was a time in college, the second year, that I moved out of the apartment that I was in Cincinnati, driving back to Chicago, occurred to me that the bed that I left there for the next subloader to come into had a cum rag in between the headboard and... the mattress.
Was it crusty?
You could probably stand a lamp on it. That thing. My good buddy Dave, I called him, and he was a trooper. I said, you need to move that mattress away. Get like a broomstick or something and kick that thing into a trash can. Because I do not want because they know it was me. There's no way. Cause, you know, like, I was just going away for an inch.
It was like a rag that you cry into at night.
Because my tears just turned into like yellowy crust.
I was gonna ask if it turned yellow.
You have experience, Nick?
I wonder why that happens. It's like because the semen is white. Well, where does
the
yellow come from?
Urethra. Come on, are you kidding me?
But it's like a different chamber, isn't it?
Well,
no, they still go through the same tunnel that kisses.
No, isn't there like two tunnels?
You don't got two tunnels.
I think it's like an apple. Like when you leave an apple out for too long and it turns brown, it just like oxidizes.
So, okay, fair enough. Yeah. The oxygen in the air hitting it.
That's the correct answer. They say that.
It also
FG's like cum turns yellow.
It also it loses its like whatever it is, life or whatever, because
oh, you think it's out so
like
bad.
For example, if like semen hits the air, any STDs that are in danger of infecting you are dead. Like,
yeah.
The second
so
it comes out.
Yeah.
Theoretically, yes. Or you can pour it in a cum rag and leave it for the next asshole that shows up.
Or enjoy.
Oh my god. Also, what is with that smell of semen? That identifiable smell. What? No? No one smells semen? Yeah, Nick knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, I would trust Nick as Dick.
It's like a pheromone. It does have a... Next time you whack off, leave it for a minute.
You're like the Martha Stewart of masturbation.
You know,
next time you masturbate,
make a lovely basket out of it.
Same sense of like putting cigarette butts in a cup for a couple of days.
Well, it's a little more pleasant than that. That's like the worst. I've attached these macaroni to this paper to make a beautiful little collage with semen.
It's your out of Elmer's glue.
Simply masturbate a little. I don't think Martha Stewart's British, but
okay. It's really a child.
Robert, are you finished? I want to make a diorama. Aim for the mixing bowl. I think that should be the title of the episode. Are you finished? I want to make a diorama.
Oh, good God.
Yet again, we have all revealed just a little too much about
a
it.
A little.
I need bujanina glaze for dinner. Too far.
Cream of mushroom soup.
Kiwi brass.
Smell your cum, ladies.
do yourself a favor. It's you know,
I've heard that. It, I've
have
heard
you,
that. It's,
have you ever tasted your cum?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No,
what?
No, Robert.
No.
Aim at your face.
No, it didn't. We have one no, one yes, and one not intentionally.
That's two not intentionally.
My girlfriend kissed me like my practical joke.
Oh, you backhand her. That's when it's allowed to hit a girl in the face.
I didn't.
Why? What is the big deal? What is the big deal?
You want to pee in your own mouth?
Coming in your mouth?
No, I mean, oh wait.
But
like,
it's semen. It's not pee.
Okay, so are you just like,
it's
okay, I'm just curious to see what I taste like?
What did you do? Finish and then...
Did you
aim at your face, like kind of curl over and then
it's you a back roll.
Yeah, back roll. Back roll.
I did not come in my mouth.
Oh, no. Yes,
you took the rag afterwards and wrung it out like a sweat.
That's worse. I was thirsty. I didn't want to walk to the kitchen.
Do you have a cummy tummy?
You ran out of tissues. You're like, well, gotta go somewhere.
I was just curious. It's like a salty water. It's no big deal.
What do you mean?
Like, what is the big? How is it anything
worse? Kind of gay. Kind of gay.
It's my own semen. How is it gay?
Gay and narcissistic.
You're a man.
There's a porn star that snowballs at the end of every.
But like, what guy's disgusting?
How is it not disgusting for a girl to suck up your cum?
What she's here for?
It's really. I think it's really.
It's a cum receptacle.
It's a case to case basis. I think it's kind of gay to put it like those porns they. Two dicks go together.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's completely gay.
No, you're right, because triple penetration. Has anyone seen
triple penetration?
I've never seen triple.
Triple is two in the pussy, one in the ass.
But where do they all sit?
But it's two guys that have to, like, not only have their dicks together, but, like, they're also, like, rubbing.
But really,
we're all talking at once.
Only when the balls touch is it gay.
No.
I just saw that.
That's the rule.
No. I just want to say, like, at that point, when you're doing porn, does it really matter? Like,
oh,
I say,
like, oh my God, this is so gay. I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
who cares?
I do when I'm watching
it. Who cares?
Well,
then you should watch that porn.
Like, dude, Jeff's touching pee heads.
Well, I don't know when that's going to come up. Like, I don't know that they're fucking going to rub dicks together.
You don't look on the back of the DVD? They have, like,
it online. I don't.
But when I download it, I mean, there's a picture of the
thing.
You read the comments.
There's screen caps. Don't you look at the screen caps? Why would you waste your torrent ratio?
I will go one further than that. When a guy fucks a girl in the ass and there's another guy in her pussy, they're still kind of rubbing. Well, there's still a wall. It's a very thin wall.
But seriously, who cares? But who cares? You're in a vagina. What does it matter?
You're in a vagina rubbing against the penis.
But so what? You're making it seem like these guys, this is the only way they can get in a vagina.
I just think that
they should be happy. It's like, no, there's also vaginas that don't have other things.
Right, but I just feel like they're not.
We'll just have those.
They're not, like, if you're in porn, I feel like you're not that homophobic. Like, you're not like, oh my God, my balls are touching another dude.
I've read somewhere that a lot of male porn stars are gay is because that's how they last longer and stuff like that. They get fluffed by a dude and then fuck the broad for so long.
I've heard that. Peter North was
gay.
Peter North.
Yeah.
He's on the record saying he doesn't even like girls.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he makes money.
I mean, I heard about like the opposite where like there's like I saw like on HBO one time there's like a lot of gay porn stars are actually straight.
No.
They just do it because there's way more money. There's way more money in gay porn than there is straight. And I'm just thinking, like, man, that just shows that, like, the porn industry is completely run, like, you know, just for men, right? Because, like, the only way for a man to make money in porn is to sell himself to men.
It's a glass ceiling.
It's true. It's true.
You can tell a lot of European porn have the guys are very liberal about cock touching. So if you want to steer clear, cock touching, get away from European porn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always like one Hungarian chick with blonde hair and like three cocks in her mouth at the same time.
Yeah,
or
just rubbing
like,
yeah,
double
just
anal, you know.
But I'd like to bring up the fact too that what is with the creeping shemale quota coming into normal like porn engine?
Is it okay
I'm
to
not
whack
a fan
off
of that.
Like, to a shemale and a female?
No.
A female and a female. Oh, interesting.
I would say okay.
How passable is
the female? As long as you're not attracted to the female tits.
No. Well, if it's a passable female, I think it's okay.
Is the female cut or uncut?
I missed the question.
Only circumcised females are allowed.
Shemale with a broad. Is it okay? Shemale with a broad.
To jerk off. You know what? It bothers me.
But why? When you there's other options. Why? You never have to.
There are
like
some
desert nets that you pick up and shit.
All right, then I guess.
What porn shop is there in the desert? I've been jerking off to a scorpion for 3 weeks now.
I'm tired of the bites.
Porn store is a training shop.
You gotta regulate.
I'm dying of thirst, but I really gotta jerk off and then drink it.
That's what your own cup is for, apparently, Robert.
We bring it all back around.
Can't believe I'm the only one that's tasted their own semen. I did, but not on purpose.
Well, yeah. I thought it was something that I had an ex-girlfriend who kept trying to get me to taste it, but I was like, fuck no, get the fuck away from me.
It tastes like slimy dirt.
I don't know. Like, you know, the kiss after the sex and blowjob, you don't know.
No. I sent them to brush their teeth. If the girl swallows, then I'm not kissing you until you brush your teeth.
You're very conservative.
No, there's no chance.
Noah, how do you deal with it?
There are way too many people talking.
Noah, first of all, Noah poops marshmallows.
Yeah.
That's the only thing she does, and that's the only thing.
No, but when you're blowing a guy, right?
I call one of those finish inside
guys.
The mouth.
That's
yeah,
she finishes
does
that?
It?
Yeah,
do you finish inside the mouth?
I think she does.
You're too much of a heat for you.
Yes, I do, because it's too much to deal with out of the mouth. Like, I want to clean up the mouth.
True.
And it's much easier, because there's a trick.
What's the trick? Tell us. Enlighten us.
The trick is if you, like, stick it all the way in the back of your throat, it just goes straight
down.
You don't taste it.
Meanwhile, Rob Silver's the flavor of his. Look at the different techniques.
He likes it like with a nice Chianti.
You've never... Rob likes cummy bears.
Hey, this is going too far. So you've never tasted it, Noah?
Rob, you want to come over to my house and lick my wall?
I don't want to.
Yeah, right in between the tile and my college shower. Man. Come on. Clean the grout in my shower.
What were you going to ask? I'm sorry, I took you off track.
I was going to ask if you ever have you tasted it ever? It's just always gone.
What like cum? Of course, I've tasted it.
So what does it.
It
taste like?
There's
to you?
Varying tastes. Right? Like, depends what you
it
eat.
It depends what the guy eats.
That's
what I've heard.
Citrus tastes a lot better. I heard.
What's that?
A lot of citrus, pineapple, oranges, right? Tastes better.
Yeah, I don't know, but they say like if the guy eats red meat, it's supposed to taste really like sour and bad, but.
I heard the worst possible taste is like green vegetables.
Yeah, asparagus, broccoli. Yeah.
Well, because that makes it
tasting,
too.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's Frank. Frank the cum guzzler.
Hey, finish it.
Frank's walking in.
We're talking about the taste of cum.
Did you ever taste your own cum voluntarily or not?
You never
Rob has,
bounce?
By the way.
Rob tasted his cum. Have you
on purpose. He admitted to that.
Hey, really?
What is this?
Gross.
I want
to get back to
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I like the idea of Robin and cumsicles.
Well, first of all, it's not like this was like last week, all right? This was like when I
2 weeks
started.
Ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
As a young boy.
No, it was like when I was like 13, 14, and I was, you know.
Exploring your body.
Yeah.
So is this when your mom walked in on you?
This was the exact same day. It all happened. It was the only time that I've ever masturbated.
And I'll never do it again.
I'll never do it again because my mom always walked in on me.
All right, back to Noah.
Have you ever intentionally spit your significant other's semen into their mouth?
Snowballed.
Ever snowballed?
Or
snowblower?
Or like with their consent
as
or
a prank.
Without their consent?
I have snowballed someone before, and it was out of contempt.
What?
Wow.
How did that happen?
And what was the reaction?
Tell us the story.
The cum tasted acidic?
Acidic? It was that
acidic. Oh, I'm going to cum.
You blew acidic, dude?
I'm going to cum on the Shabbos.
Was it through a hole machine?
No.
Oh, you say, oh, I'm thinking of Woody Allen movies.
Well, that sounds
more
like
a scene show far. No, but back to the question. Well, like, how did that happen?
How did that happen? I was giving someone a blowjob, and then, I can't believe I'm talking about this. And then, because I didn't really want to give him a blowjob, but he really wanted one, so I just did it. And then I went up to kiss him, and then I just... it in his mouth.
And what was his reaction?
He was, like, infuriated.
Did he give you a black guy?
What?
Did he give you a black guy?
No.
But what, did he spit it out? Did he swallow it?
They said, is he a black guy?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, why would he ask that?
Then we can assume Noah has Super 8.
They really... anyway. So what was his reaction? Like, what did he do? I mean, did he spit it back? Like, what happened?
No.
Come fight, you bitch.
Yeah, he just cursed at me and started yelling.
So he swallowed
it?
No, he spit it out.
But where'd it go?
Like a tissue. I don't know.
No, he spit it out. I was like, well, come on. You got to tell the story.
I really want to know what it's come with.
I don't remember. It was so long
ago.
Did
he comment on the taste?
It's kind of nutty.
I don't know. It was so long ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I shouldn't have eaten that asparagus with dinner. He's like, oh, this is what you girls go through? I'm sorry.
I'm never making a girl swallow again.
Man. I think Noah's the exact opposite. Like, she acts a little prissy in person, but it's like, I think you're
demon.
Nasty
demon
as hell. Yeah. I think she's like a
possibly.
Yeah.
I think you're like right.
Do you like that the butt, Noah?
Bukkake?
Bukkake?
We're not.
I say no.
Hot
I think that's the
Hot
line.
Carl?
I think that's the line.
It's too gross
it
for her.
Too slender. It's probably really tight.
I need to
hurts.
Take a painkiller before I can do it. And smoke weed.
Oh, wow. Really?
Are you joking around? Or
for real? I don't think she's joking.
You finished with a dump on the chest?
Are we talking like Motrin or like real shit?
Yeah. She was way too willing with that answer to be joking.
I just, because I know you're just going to keep asking me, so I might as well.
Do you use lube?
Just saliva.
Well, can I add, let's back up a second. How many guys have you done that with?
Anal?
Yes.
27.
Come on. No, let her answer for real.
At once? Or...
Only two.
Two.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anyone else have a question? Because I'm stumped.
Do you use lube?
Do you know, like, what happened with Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson with the Ally Dean movie? That's what's going to happen tonight with Noah and her boyfriend.
Just, yeah. No idea.
What?
Well, because she didn't say it was him that did it.
What? What's going to happen?
I have
Why?
No idea.
Well, because Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson broke up because he called her a slut for doing that, the Borat movie or something like that. I don't know.
She didn't even do anything in the Borat movie.
Oh, I get in a lot of trouble for stuff I reveal on this show.
What?
Let me just say.
You never like reveal anything personal about anybody.
Not about anybody.
About me.
Herself.
About me.
But so what? It's a radio show.
It's your life. What does it matter?
I don't think anyone thinks less of
you. Do you use lube? I've asked this fucking question three times.
Of course she uses
I said
lube.
Yes. What for the butt, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what else do you use it for?
No, just
for caulking her refrigerator door.
to oil all the handles around the house.
Yeah, the asshole has handles on it?
Around the house.
Oh, right. No,
doorknobs.
Oh, watch out.
What? So you said you got in trouble. What did you get in trouble for, specifically?
Because I talk about stuff
Is
that I shouldn't.
Is it multiple times that you got in
but
trouble?
Like what?
And look, if my significant other would talk about the same stuff that I talk about, I would probably be a little bit
fine. Right. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, but you wear the pants in the relationship, so
yeah.
It's fine, right?
Good point.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that.
No,
right?
He wears the pants.
I think when
Noah
it comes
shakes
to
her
sex,
head no if she says that.
I think when it comes to sex, he wears the pants, and everything else in imaginable, you wear the pants.
If he's actually listening to this, Noah wears the pants. Right now, on a Wednesday night.
She's wearing pants. That's what we're saying.
Jeans. I don't wear pants. I like jeans.
Yeah. Slacks.
Can we talk about someone else's sex life
Rob
now?
Rob posted his own jeans, I heard.
Ooh. Ooh.
Come.
Oh, my mind is blown right now.
All right. I think that's enough overtime.
We
went a little overboard.
I think this might be the longest podcast ever.
Rob really wants to go look at Aaron's wall.
Yeah, give us 49 more songs. We could fill 10 minutes.
I think we got some more.
I forgot where we ended off.
No, I remember. With the Abominable Iron Sloth.
Okay. Well, we're like way over. We're like 50 minutes over.
And we don't get paid for overtime.
We don't get paid for regular time.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're still listening... Wow, you're a trooper. Cause,
well, if you're still listening, that means you downloaded this and you just listen to the whole MP3 every week, so...
I guess that's true.
Thanks
for doing what you do every week, dick.
You don't have to call them a chick.
No more talking about
They're
dick.
They're fans of it.
Oh, no. Zing.
Oh, no.
And, you know, if you've tasted your own semen, leave a comment. I feel like I'm all alone here. I thought this was like a...
I told you, right?
My dog just picked up your sunflower seed shell and he could have choked on that, Rob. Do you care to clean up after yourself?
I didn't know your dog was coming.
Oh!
All right.
The dog cleans up after you. Oh!
I don't know. I'm going to come on the dog.
Anyway.
Put him on the wall.
He would love it.
Man, I definitely laughed more this episode than I have in quite a while. With the geek to geek, the sex talk, it's just a...
Same as Dan.
Same as Dan. It's just been a wild ride this episode. And thanks to everyone for listening. Thank you to Sean, Nick, Frank, I guess Noah, Darren, and Sid, too.
And to Rob and Bruno.
Thanks to Bruno the dog for trying to eat my pizza.
Thanks to David Stan.
Thanks, David Stan. Thanks to that guy that called in and that other guy that called in. And
Dad's little brother.
What? All right.
Darren's computer.
Yep. Darren's computer's farting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want a last word, Nick?
Okay. Listen to Cesspool of Vermin's new album.
Oh, God.
Is your brother in that band?
And
you weren't here for that. Never mind.
Anyway, so
it was about 4 hours ago.
That's the show, and you know.
Don't taste your cum, everybody.
Let Rob do it.
You
know what?
Do it. The more
you know.
What?
We want people to leave comments. If you have tasted your cum, leave us a comment. Let us know. We're going to start a cum revolution.
Could we find a different way to end this fucking show? That was awful.
That's
not
it.
Anything else?
That's it. We're out of here, folks.
Niggerade.
Sean. And Sean, and Frank, and Bruno.
Bruno is the lovely dog of Noah's family. She's currently dog's.
I'm listening to the...
Hello.
This is Dave Mustaine.
He's pusher, curl up and down.
Who knew that?
Oh, that was awful.
That's it.
Anything else?
Niggerade. 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 Nigger. Niggerade.
That's it. We're out of here, folks.
Cigarette.